Mishnah Yomis for Thursday, the 21st day of Sivan, Tavshin, Pei Dalad. Masech de Gittin, Perek Hei, Mishnah Tes. Mashal Asisha Lachaverta HaChashud Al HaShvis. A woman is allowed to lend to her friend who is suspected about not keeping Shmita properly. What she does is her friend keeps the fruits of the Shmita year, even after the time of beer has come. Now, the time of beer is, that means you have to get rid of your fruit or get rid of your produce. If there's nothing available out in the fields for the animals, then you have to take it out of your own house. And she's suspected of not observing that, and she keeps it, and she keeps those that produce and the fruits in her house even after this month of beer. So, her friend, an isha, is allowed to lend to her friend, such a woman who is suspected about not keeping shmita, the following items: nofa, a sifter to sift flour, uchvara, that's a grain sifter, verechaim, and a handmill, v'tanur, or an oven. Even though these utensils are used for preparing food, and maybe she'll use it for the fruits of Shemitah, which are forbidden after the time of beer, for example, and you're not allowed to, normally there's a halacha, you're not allowed to help a person do an aveira, but here the Chachamim allowed it, darkei shalom, to keep the peace. Because it's not a definite that her friend will use them for forbidden fruits. Could be they'll be for things which are mutter, permitted in the Shemitah year. Aval bat, even though she can lend these items to her friend, loisavar, she shouldn't actually do the selection or the sifting. Veloisitchan, she shouldn't actually do the grinding imo with her. Because that is getting too close to the aver itself. In case it is the fruits of Shemitah. For that we don't give that allowance. Eishes chaver, a wife of a person who is a chaver. Chaver means a person who is trusted and careful with taking meiser, giving the tithes, and keeping things in a state of purity of tara. So a wife of such a man is allowed to lend, and this talks about not Shemitah but all during the year, in all years. Le'eshes Amoritz, to the wife of an Amoritz who is suspected of not keeping the laws of Maaser properly, not keeping away of Tumah, of the produce and food of Tumah of impurity, allowed to lend Nafuchvar, allowed to lend the flour sifter and the grain sifter, and also a handmill and an oven. Even though the Mishnah doesn't mention this. Some Mefarshim learned that the Mishnah mentioned only these two, the flour sifter and the grain sifter. It's because these things are possible when she gets it back, when the Eishes Chaver gets it back, she can metire it, she can dip it in the mikveh. It's relatively easy to fix, to remedy the situation, if she's worried about it being tomei afterwards in the hands of an Amoritz, a wife of an Amoritz. But an oven being made out of earthenware, that wouldn't lend it, because if that becomes tomei and it's made out of earthenware, there's no mikveh in the world that'll purify a klicheres, an earthenware oven. You'd have to break it. So therefore, the Mishnah, according to some Mefarshim, that's why the Mishnah leaves it out. As I said, others say that it's included. Also with the rechaim, the handmill, according to this explanation, it'd be difficult to clean it out and a big bother. So therefore, the Mishnah doesn't mention that she should lend that to Namaritz. Uvoireres v'techenes umarkedisima. But in contrast to the first part of the Mishnah, a lady talking about a woman who's suspected about not keeping Shmita properly, when they were talking about a wife and of an Amaretz, the Eishes Chover, the wife of the person who is trusted, can actually do the sifting and the grinding with her. Bereres means selecting, techenes means grinding, merakedes means sifting. We call it merakedes, that literally means dancing, because when they sift the flour, it looks like it's dancing in the sieve. Aval mishetatil hamayim. But after the wife of the Amoretz has already poured water into the dough, into the flour, at that point, lo sigayma, then she shouldn't help anymore. Rolling the dough should not be, that's Eishes Chaver, should not play any role in that. Why is that? Because once the water is put into the flour, it makes the whole dough susceptible to tumah. Nothing can be mekamel tumah until it's come into contact with water. Once it's become contact with water and the dough is rolled, then there is a problem, because the dough becomes chayv in challah. And the wife of a chaver might be helping the wife of the Amoretz in making the dough. That's a problem because anything that the wife of the Amoretz touches is tomei. And therefore the challah will be tomei as well. Because an Amoretz and his kelim are considered tomei. So that you're not allowed to do to help, to directly help the wife of an Amoretz in rolling the dough. That's where the Eishes Chaver should keep away. Why? Lefi she'ein machzikin yedei over avera. Says the Mishnah, one is not allowed to help people do an avera at the time of the avera. V'chulon lo yomru. And all these leniencies that the Chachamim gave, and they said you're allowed to lend these utensils to the Namayoretz, and you're allowed, is all talking about only Ela Mipnei Dakishalm. It's only to keep the peace. So the Chachamim said, you know, we'll give that allowance. We don't want to have machlekes. Or machzikin yidei goyim bashvius. Another thing that the Chachamim said is that we, you know, one is allowed to give encouragement to non-Jewish people in their working the land in the Shemitah year. Jewish people can't do it, but goyim, there's no problem. And since there's no problem about doing it, one can even encourage them and say, good on you, or may you have success. Avaloi yidei Yisrael. If you see a Jew doing an avera by working his ground in the Shemitah year, or doing planting crops and other things in the Shemitah year, then you're not allowed to give him any encouragement whatsoever, because that is helping a person doing an avera, or encouraging him. V'shoyalin b'shloimon mipnei darkei shalom. One can greet goyim, or one should greet goyim, or in any day of the year, mipnei darkei shalom, because of to keep the peace, to keep friendly. The Gemara explains that it goes without saying that you're allowed to ask a greet people goyim, because if you can encourage them and give them encouragement for their work in Shemitah, for sure you should be able to greet them. You should greet them. But the chiddush is that even on the day of their goyish festivals, even though they may be celebrating for the Avodah Zorah, the idolatry, even then you're allowed to greet them. To greet them, it's always a good thing. Perek Shishi, Mishnah Aleph. We go back to the topic of Gittin after quite a digressing, talking about things that the Chachamim did because of either Tikkun HaOlam or Darkei Shalom, keep the peace. And now we come to the topic of this Masechta, more of back to the story of Gittin. There are two types of shluchim, two types of messengers that one can send a get with. A husband can only send a get through a shliach lehoilocha. It's called a shliach to take it to her. He can't make a shliach lekabbalah. In other words, if he makes a point of shliach to say, take this get to my wife, he can't say, take the get for my wife. In other words, on behalf of my wife. That he can't do. Which means that until it gets to the wife, there's no get in force yet. The wife, however, has an option. Can either do shliach lalach as well, send a shliach to the husband to get the get, and to bring it to me, to the wife, and it won't be a get until it reaches her hand, or her property. Or she can appoint even what's called a shliach lekabbalah. Shliach lekabbalah means it's a shliach of receipt. And that means that she tells the shliach, please accept the get on my behalf. And when you receive it, I'll be divorced. Now, there's a big difference between the two, obviously, as the timing of the get, and that's what our mission is going to talk about. Ha'omer, a person who says, a husband says to a shliach, Hiskabel get zil ishti, accept this get for my wife. Or he says, Hoylech get zil ishti, or he says, take the get to my wife. Doesn't matter which expression he used. He can only make a shliach lahoylacha. He cannot make that shliach kabbalah, it's alacha, which means it has to get to her before the get is effective. And therefore, imratza, if the husband wants, lachzor, to back down, before it reaches her hand, yachzor. He's able to do that. Because, why is that? Because the get is not a schus for a woman. It's a choiv. It's not a merit. It's something which is difficult. It's a choiv for the woman. And we have a famous rule, ein chovin la'odam shalom idaita. You cannot make a choiv. You cannot make an obligation for someone without their knowledge. But if a woman says to a shliach, hiskabel legiti, please accept the get from my husband for my behalf. In other words, she is appointing him as a shliach lekabola, for receipt. Then imrotza lachzer leyachzer. If the husband wants to retract and go back, He cannot. It's too late. Once he's given it to the hands of the Shliach LeKabbalah, it's as if it reached her hand. And the get is effective. It's as if it was in the hands of the wife. Lefichach, therefore, because if the husband gave the get to a Shliach LeKabbalah, he cannot retract. For this reason, the only takana, what he can do is, if he doesn't want it to be effective immediately upon receiving, upon the Shliach receiving it, what he can do is, if the husband then turns to the Shliach LeKabbalah, who has been appointed by the wife, and he says to her, to the Shliach, I do not want you to accept the get on her behalf. In other words, I'm changing your mission to a Shliach LeHalacha. I'm telling you to go and take it to her. And only then it'll be a get. And he's able to do that because he's basically uprooted the Shlichus LeKabbalah and made it into Shlich LeHalacha, which he can do. Remember that a Shlich LeHalacha is better for her in terms of Schus. Im Rotzel Lachzer, then if he wants to back down and retract Yachzer, he can do it before the Shliach arrives with the get at the wife's house. Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel Omer, Afa Omeres, even one who says to the Shliach, Toil ligiti. Even if she says, the wife says, take for me my get. Even if she didn't use the word Kabbalah, she says, take it, totally. That's also a Shliach LeKabbalah. And therefore, Imrotz Alachzer LeYachzer, if the husband wants to retract the get, take back the get, after it's in the hands of the Shliach LeYachzer, he will not be able to do so, because this too, according to Rabban Shimon Gamliel, has the meaning of a Shliach LeKabbalah. And she has the right, she has the ability to make that Shliach LeKabbalah, and therefore as soon as the Shliach gets it in his hand, she is divorced.